Hello and welcome to CICK News. CICK News is your local and regional news coverage provided by me, Pamela Hassan, and Dan Messick for Smithers Community Radio. This news program is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada and the Government of Canada, and our aim is to provide local coverage on stories that affect the lives of Northerners like you. Today on CICK News, I'm speaking with nurse practitioner Deborah Lowe, who was the first nurse practitioner hired at the Bulkley Valley Whitsett Primary Care Network. The Primary Care Network, or PCN, is a new facility open to residents of the Bulkley Valley who are in need of care and currently do not have a family doctor or are, quote, unattached patients. PCNs are one of a number of provincial initiatives to mitigate the gaps in healthcare that British Columbians are currently experiencing. This is one part in an ongoing series by CICK News to break down the Health Human Resources Strategy, a plan to optimize the healthcare system, expand training, and further improve recruitment and retention, which began in 2017. The strategy will support patients who rely on the public healthcare system by adding new education and training seats, taking actions to improve retention, and to optimize the system to help with the workload. The strategy focuses on four key areas: to retain, which includes fostering healthy, safe, and inspired workplaces; to redesign, which balances workloads and staffing levels to optimize quality of care by optimizing the scope of practice; to recruit, which includes attracting and onboarding workers by reducing barriers for international healthcare professionals; and to train, which strengthens employer-supported training models, enhancing earn and learn programs to support staff to advance the skills and qualifications, which includes the use of bursaries, as well as expanding education seats for new and existing employees. Now, let's hear my conversation with Deb Lowe, the first nurse practitioner at the Primary Care Network for the Bulkley Valley Whitsett.
Hi, I'm Deborah Lowe. I'm a nurse practitioner, and I've moved to Smithers in December 2022 with my family. And I work at the Smithers Community, Smithers Primary Care Clinic.
What is your experience as a nurse practitioner?
Yeah, so I graduated as an NP in 2011, and I was working at Laurentian Memorial Doctors Clinic from 2011 until December of 2022. I had a family practice there and worked, practiced addictions medicine as well. And then I've moved here in December, and I work at primary care here. And then I also do some addictions work for Northern Health.
Okay, and what's been different or unique about working in the Smithers Primary Care Network versus working in the Rynch Memorial?
So I think it's just a funding question. So there's two different ways to fund NP positions in the province. One is working for health authorities is what I was doing when I lived in Hazleton. So you're an employee of the health of Northern Health. The primary care networks are just another way of funding healthcare providers. And I guess the idea is that you have multiple different kinds of primary care providers in the same building. It's funded by the Ministry of Health. So they're my employer for this job.
Do you have an area of healthcare that you feel particularly experienced in?
Well, in Hazleton, most of my patients are Indigenous, so that is certainly something that I'm interested in and are experienced in. And addictions medicine is a particular interest of mine as well.
Okay. And what do you want people to know about primary care networks from a nurse practitioner's perspective?
It's your experience when you come in to see me as a nurse practitioner in Smithers as part of the primary care network will be very similar to your experience they had seen your NP or GP in any kind of other setting. The appointments will be very similar. The sort of medications, diagnostic testing, lab test consults that I do to other specialists will be very similar in any kind of other sort of funding model. Mm-hmm. We do have so there's myself, my colleague Connie, who's just gone on mat leave, is a nurse practitioner, and then we'll have a new nurse practitioner joining us in about 10 days named Lizzie. So there'll be three of us working here at the primary care clinic.
How do you think that primary care networks are helping to alleviate the ongoing healthcare worker shortage in the north? Or do you think it's too early to see an effect or a difference yet?
I think any way that you can get more bodies on the ground, so more primary care providers is good. I don't think it matters too much who's paying our salary. I think the PCN, the NP positions in particular, are just sort of to see if this funding model would draw more people to different areas of the province. If the difference between this kind of funding model and a Northern Health funding model is that I'm a contractor, so I'm not an employee of the health authority. It's a slightly different way of working. But yeah, I think any way in where you can get more GPs or NPs on the ground providing primary care is great.
And so you're saying that you're a contractor now instead of being an employee?
That's correct. I have a contract from the Ministry of Health for my PCM position. I also work as an employee of Northern Health with my addictions medicine work.
Is the nature of your work with the PCN, is there kind of more flexibility in the way that you work and the way that you offer healthcare?
A little bit more flexibility. To tell you the truth, in Northern Health, like, there was quite a lot of flexibility as well. I guess I don't have a direct boss as at my ministry of my PCN position, but it's a very flexible work in both areas. But yeah, I do make my own hours, but I need to provide a certain amount of hours of patient care over the year. And as long as I meet that sort of target, then I can sort of provide care in ways that are flexible to me and to my patients.
Oh, and so do you also offer virtual and in-person based care? And how does that change or improve accessibility for patients in the North?
Yeah, I think COVID really changed that for medicine, for primary care medicine and all kinds of medicine, and that virtual appointments were necessary at the beginning. That's all basically what we were trying to do. And now I think it's going to be here to stay. I'd say probably a little less than half of my care is virtual. Probably, you know, the other 60% is in-person care. And a lot of things can be done virtually and don't need to be done in person. That being said, a lot of folks don't do well with virtual appointments. Those are hard of hearing. Maybe those that, you know, technology isn't their forte. And so sure. we have options for everybody. It seems to work out fairly well.
You mentioned that there are three nurse practitioners in this primary care network. So do each of you bring kind of your own experience and services that you want to offer to people in the Buckley Valley? Or how does the actual breakdown of services provided, how much of that is reliant on the individuals working there versus maybe more of an oversight from Northern Health?
Yeah, I think, I mean, primary care kind of, and family practice is kind of, we see all comers, birth to death. So, you know, I'm more experienced NP than my colleagues. They're just starting out. So, you know, I've got things that I have a bit more experience seeing, but basically we have to provide care to everybody that comes in the door. And then if we're unable to, then we refer to a specialist, you know, that would be able to deal with the medical, problem in particular. In working in Hazleton, I saw a lot of Indigenous folks that struggle with a lot of autoimmune diseases such as rheumatoid arthritis and lupus. And so I'd say that would be something that I am quite good at. But yes, I'm sure that the other NPs I work with have their particular, you know, areas of interest and things that they are good at, just like GPs have the same.
Yeah. What was your orientation like when you started the job?
I guess I didn't really have an orientation because we started this clinic from the ground up. So we mm-hmm. had to order supplies, hire staff, do all that kind of thing. We were the first PCN clinic in Northern Health, I think. There may be one in Fort St. John. So there wasn't really an orientation to be had. That will change as we get up and running. So we didn't really... Yeah, we don't really have a playbook to run through.
Right. Are you responsible for their training when they start to work with the PCN then?
No, not. I'm not responsible for their training, but certainly in any shared sort of primary care family practice, we're all in a shared office. So we throw ideas off each other and help each other. And, you know, if there's questions that come up, then we'll certainly answer to them. Yeah, but I'm not, they'll be independent practitioners and I'm not responsible for their training.
Yeah. What has been the reaction from the public so far in your perspective?
It's been very positive. Yeah, people were definitely needing some primary care. There's a couple of doctors that retired their practices and had a lot of patients that they had long relationships with. And so, complex medical problems. So people have been very positive and happy to be attached to someone. I think it has been a kind of a scary year or so for
particularly some of the older patients that had multiple medical comorbidities, stuff going on, and they weren't sure where to turn. There's been a little bit of confusion about what a nurse practitioner is. And so we've kind of been trying to set some, you know, educate the public about what an NP is. I don't think there's been nurse practitioners in Smithers previously. So that's been a bit challenging, but I think we're getting there.
Would you do that for me and explain now what a nurse practitioner is?
Yeah. So a nurse practitioner is a nurse. So you have to be a registered nurse and have a degree in nursing, Bachelor of Science of Nursing. And then we're masters. We do a clinical master's that takes 2 to 3 years, or we spend a lot of time training, usually with a doctor or with another nurse practitioner, and get a master's degree as a nurse practitioner. There's an acute care or a family stream and a pediatric stream in other provinces. And so our care is very similar to what you'd get from a general practitioner. We, you know, diagnose and treat acute and chronic illnesses, refer to specialists as needed, that sort of thing.
So is there anything that I didn't ask about, you know, being a nurse practitioner or working in the PCM that you think is important for people to know?
Yeah, I think in terms of healthcare in the North, I think the situation in Smithers hasn't been ideal. We've been missing, you know, a lot of primary care providers are a very important part of healthcare. But I just want people to know that this is a province-wide / Canada-wide problem. And, you know, it's hard to fix stuff like a lack of primary care providers, as the training is so long. So it's hard to get people up and going. But, you know, it is a problem that's happening all over the province. I work for Northern Health, and I work at the virtual clinic. And there's certainly a lot of communities that are really struggling with no primary care providers, and a lot of communities that are in a lot worse shape in terms of not having primary care providers. So I don't know if that makes anybody feel any better, but I just wanted, you know, people in Smithers to know that they're certainly not alone in this struggle.
Yeah. Are there any other initiatives in the health human resources strategy? Is there anything else that you're feeling positive about that is just making an effect in the change for healthcare for British Columbians now?
Yeah, I think having the pharmacist be able to prescribe is really helpful. I think the creation of virtual clinics, I think that mainly came along during COVID times, which were initially, I know the Northern Health Virtual Clinic was a response to COVID infections at the first time, but now it's sort of become everything. I think that's been really helpful and closing some gaps in primary care. I'm not really that aware of other initiatives that are coming off, you know, that are involved regarding that.
Yeah.
But there has certainly been an increase in wages for NPs over the, you know, past 5 years, which has sort of made it a more attractive position. And I think that probably has helped with recruitment and people wanting to come into the position in the first place.
I really appreciate you taking the time today to help shed a little bit of light on the PCN here of the Bulkley Valley Whitsitt PCN and your position as a nurse practitioner.
You've been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com or follow us on Facebook at CICK News. CICK News is made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to our producer Pam Hassan and all of our roving reporters, I'm Dan Messick. Thanks for listening.